It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A revised map is out for proposed new Colorado congressional districts, and it looks very different from an earlier draft. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
The new redistricting map creates a congressional seat for southern Colorado and divvies up part of the western slope. The state's new 8th congressional district would extend north of the metro area near Denver into Greeley. Nonpartisan staff will present the map to the state's Independent Redistricting Commission Monday evening. The public can give feedback through virtual hearings before it's scheduled to be finalized at the end of the month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new report says inadequate drainage contributed to the partial collapse of U.S. Highway 36 between Denver and Boulder 2 years ago. The Independent report says water weakened the clay soil and caused a retaining wall to collapse. CDOT Chief Engineer Steve Harrelson says that confirms the department's own findings.
The wall would have had adequate safety factors if the clay had been dry, but it did not account for the clay getting wet. And that's pretty much what we concluded.
CDOT spent more than $17 million fixing the highway. The companies that designed and built the road paid for most of that. Members of Trinidad's Temple Aaron are celebrating Rosh Hashanah this week. That's the Jewish New Year. The more than 130-year-old congregation is growing again after the temple nearly closed for good 5 years ago. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Both Jews and non-Jews rescued the stately red brick building from a secular fate a few years ago. Temple Aaron Vice President Neil Paul was among them.
It was kind of a kick in the gut. I just couldn't imagine an old synagogue being sold.
Paul says several dozen people from around Colorado and New Mexico joined the congregation, and many others are supporters. They're continuing to raise money to address hundreds of thousands of dollars in needed repairs. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Trinidad and southern Colorado have highs in the 90s today. Same in metro Denver, 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News.